This is Dr. Singh, and indicating from the manor of Farmington. Patient's first name is Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Last name is Winter, W-I-N-T-E-R-S. Date of birth is 9-7-1941. Date of evaluation is 12-28-2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of bipolar disorder and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is an 81 years old female, was admitted to Manor of Farmington on 12-16-2022. Patient is familiar to her service but new to me. Period. She was recently seen by a nurse practitioner, April, at the Baptist Manor on December 7, 2022. And was also evaluated by a psychologist from our service period. She was admitted here on Risperdal, Trazodone, Lamictal, and Buspar. Here, her chart indicates history of taking Tegretol previously. Patient apparently had a fall and a GI bleed and was also found to have a pelvic mass. She has history of colon cancer, COPD. And multiple other medical problems. Patient is a poor historian. And she thought she was 64 years old. Patient talked about her son and believed that he's in Texas. Patient rambled and talked about taking a flight to Texas. She denied any auditory hallucinations, but her history is indicative of paranoid thinking and previous records indicate that she thought she was kidnapped three times. Patient knew it's December 2022, but she did not know who the current president is and seems to have impaired recent memory and exhibits significantly impaired judgment. Peter staff notes indicates that she was yelling at nurses and her compliance is questionable at times. Review of systems are no, review of systems are general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic memory problems, psychiatric endocrine, allergy, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied, prior outpatient prior history of suicide attempts are not known, number of prior psychiatric hospitalization not known, social history, current occupation, per chart she worked in sales, current relationship divorce, number of children 2. Next, paramedic record, lab diagnostic, test for collateral form and chart, nursing, and review of records from evaluation done by previous providers from our service. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, and average current medication forward from last visit on December 7, 2022. Next paragraph, blood pressure 132/67, pulse 86, respiration 80. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed. Demeanor uncooperative, confused motor movements, resting in bed, gait not tested, speech clear, but was complaining of feeling tired and not wanting to talk. Thought process appears of confusion, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, but conversation is out of touch with reality, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent, impaired, final knowledge, poor judgment and insight poor. Under assessment plan, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere, moderate with psychotic disturbance of 02.B2. Plans continue, risperdal as prescribed. Number 2, bipolar disorder unspecified of 31.9. Plans continue, lamictal and trazodone. Number 3, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans continue, buspar disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for management of her complex and multiple medical problems. Your staff needs to encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy as per care plans. Peer monitor response from current medications and notify our service for any adverse effects. There's no evidence of any abnormal involuntary movements. Peer will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administration. Common side effects of antipsychotics, lamictal, trazodone. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.